So, hi, my name is Nick Reed. I work for the San Francisco Department of Public Health. I have no relationships to disclose. Today I'm going to talk to you about a prototype that I created for exploring and sharing HIV epidemiology data. The tool is free, open source, and extendable, and I made it so that we can really try to start a discussion about how can we better share and use the epidemiology data that we have. So today I'm going to talk about the background of what inspired the project, show you what I made, and talk about how you can get involved. Don't talk about that slide anymore. So the HIV epidemiology report grew from monthly and quarterly reports over time. But what it really does today is that it narrates the HIV epidemiology, in San Francisco so that people can understand kind of the context of what HIV is like in San Francisco. This report is used by everyone from high school students to the office of the mayor, and both activists and researchers locally and nationally. What I think is really interesting about how the report's changed over time is that it's not only grown as the epidemiology sections created new research, but it's also grown in response to community groups and the information that community groups need to make decisions. But the thing that I think is really interesting about the report is how it prompts people to ask questions. So many of the questions are very simple in terms of understanding the differences between different pieces of information, but a lot of them are from people who see the beginnings of information, want to get a deeper feeling for what that data is, see it at a more granular level, and have a better idea of how it works. And that's kind of the thing that I really wanted to try to see if we could create a system to create a living organic report so that we could capture the new types of questions that people are asking and reuse them in a better and more lucid way. I also really wanted to try to create a system that made it easy to share information and share trends of information so that instead of sharing a big document or sharing a page from a report, you can actually share an exact number. And I also think that, there has to be a way to make it so that the report itself is easier to update so it can really become a living document. So while reviewing other websites and that publish epidemiology information, they seem to fall into two different groups: websites for analysis and websites for illustration. Websites for analysis are really exemplified by New York City's EpiQuery system, where they publish a broad range of data, ranging from deaths and births data to HIV testing statistics and smoking cessation rates. But one of the things with the website is that while they give you a lot of data, it is just numbers and data, and the context is not really there. Whereas then you have illustrative websites, where AIDSview is a really good example, which do a good job at packaging data into an understandable format so that you can go visually see it, understand it, and see trends quickly. But it's still, a smaller subsection of the data. So what I wanted to try to do was take the breadth of an analysis website and create a package around it to make it easy to digest and share. So while approaching this website, I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm a web designer, so everything kind of looks like a website. What I really wanted to try to do was expand on the existing data that's there and make it so that we can better support community members and support the references that they have. But I really wanted to create the interface so that it was explorable and rich and interactive. to build the website, I used a collection of open source software tools. I used open source software because open source itself has an active community of people actively improving and further developing the software, but also open source projects are extensible, so you can take them and plug them into your own project. And I really wanted to create this project not only to kind of start a conversation of how to better reuse and better share our epidemiology data, but also as a base plate for other people to take this project and build on top of it and reuse it. A really important goal for myself was to make sure that this website would work on almost any device, because we were really shooting, because this information should be accessible to anyone, anywhere, anytime. So I was really shooting to make sure that it would work for someone in a library accessing it on an old browser without Flash. The website's live. It's available at charts.sfhiv.org. I'm going to step through these slides because I think it does a slightly better job of explaining what's going on in the interface. So all of the slides that I'm showing you today use our HIV diagnosis trends from 2008 to 2011 in San Francisco. The majority of the graph itself, we used a bar chart because it's a familiar tool that people can see, understand, and it does a good job at showing both n-base numbers and numbers that are a percentage of a whole. As you click into a subcategory, you can see, you get a stacked bar chart showing all of the categories so that you can actually see trend information in a stacked way. Then as you step a level lower, you get a series chart so that you can not only see the trend highlighted in front of you, but also you can see background contextual information. And I really worked on making it so that the entire chart is hoverable and clickable so that you can freely explore and answer questions for yourself without actually having to understand or use the top interface. So you can see different patterns and trends and click through them. Notes are stored on one side of the screen. They're used to kind of keep track of analysis of what you're actually looking at. So there are three types of notes: analysis, definitions, and comments. Analysis is staff-written notes, definitions are technical notes, and comments are notes made by the public. As you sort through the chart itself, all the most relevant notes will sort towards the top of the chart, or sort towards the top of the screen. And you can also look through a note and hover over it to reveal where the actual note was made and see the actual data that the note references. There are two types of actions that you can take on any screen. You can add a note by clicking the Add Note button. When you do that, you'll get an email with a link to view the note and edit the note. You can also create a private note in case you want to send someone a reference or ask a question, but not do that in the eyes of the community. And you can also share any note or screen by clicking either the share button at the top or the share button underneath each note. And what it'll give you is a unique link that you can copy and paste into anything, into either an email or tweet. And so anyone who visits that link will be sent back to the exact screen that you were looking at. So I really set this up as a project, or I set up this project in a way so that we can work on it together and try to figure out how we can and try to develop other systems to build on top of it. This system is definitely useful for other sorts of data, and I made it so that it's really easy to stick data into it by importing it from Excel. The code itself is available on GitHub, which is a source code sharing website. So it's really easy to take the tool as it is, rebrand it, repackage it, or build on top of it, and then quickly deploy it on Heroku, which is a platform as a service, so that you can set it up, try it out, without actually having to invest in building a server or investing in server infrastructure. So it's quick, easy to deploy, and I really encourage other people to try it out. I'd really like to thank my co-authors for helping me define my ideas and get the interface to be really clean and usable. And I'd also really like to thank the family at the HIV prevention section, HIV epidemiology section, for A, helping me beta test, and B, helping me work through my ideas. Thank you.